Disney Frozen, Forces of Nature, presented by Macy's.
Elsa?
Anna.
Olaf!
Are we going on another adventure?
Oh no.
Of course!
Just as long as we're on the same page.
General Matthias, me and the crew were wondering.
You and your fellow soldiers who are the pride of Arendelle were wondering what?
Sir, we wanted to know what happened with the fire, sir.
You are referring to when Queen Anna and the Queen of Sankurtius, Queen Disa, almost perished in a fire? Along with all of Arendelle's recorded magical knowledge?
Yes?
We need to know what happened, sir!
It's killing us!
Fine. Imagine, if you can, all of your family's history, lore, and collected wisdom gathered into one archive, hidden within a secret room. Now, consider that the material in this collection could, through careful study, one day reveal what it is that makes you special. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now imagine that it's all on fire.
Fire! There's a fire!
Anna? Elsa! Down here!
Go! I'll take care of this.
All that research? History. Oh, I hope it's okay.
Anna! Your sister Elsa. Well, it's one thing to hear about it, but it's another to see it. She's amazing.
I hear there's a fire that needs dousing. Well, I just so happen to have...
No, Wolfgang, it's out already. It's just a matter of letting the smoke...
What is that sound? Oh, did someone pull the pin from the douser's valve? Because...
Yeah, why?
I see. No reason. Mr. Snowman, would you be so kind as to help me scoop up some of this fire suppressant? I fear I made a mess.
Sure, I can help. Ooh, it's like marshmallows.
Fire burns brightest in the dark.
Astrid, don't come in here. No, that book is not yours. Give it back, Astrid. Drop it.
Magic and Folklore of Arran Fjord by Gorm the Wise.
A classic that I've definitely read and enjoyed.
Thank you, Lord Wolfgang. Okay, damaged, but basically intact. And look, I think most of these other papers are too. Huh, that's a relief.
Oh, look! It's one of those lamps that set your stall on fire in the market, Wolfgang.
Lost track of a couple of them, and I suppose one followed you here. Your Highness, Queen Anna, I beg your forgiveness for the actions of my wayward creation.
Oh, it's really
no,
not...
No! I must apologize again to you for my hubris in creating an invention such as this lamp.
I totally get it.
And I must apologize for my carelessness.
No, I...
And also for my uncle!
You definitely don't have to start that apology again.
Anna, may I speak with you for a moment?
Though Wesseltonians have in the past been, shall we say, untrustworthy...
Everything seems to have survived, but that was so dangerous, Anna.
We were really careful with our candles, Elsa. I had no idea those little lamps were loose in the castle. Who puts legs on a lamp anyway? Talk about a fire hazard.
I believe you. But opening up that room for anyone to see? You know some people don't embrace or even appreciate magic the way we do.
Okay, yes, but these things don't affect just us anymore, Elsa. They affect everyone.
The people of San Curtius?
I know. I understand welcoming the people of San Curtius into Arendelle. You're so compassionate, which is why our people love you. But are you sure you can trust all of these strangers? The castle is set to bursting. It's like a banquet that never ends.
Oh, salutations, Queen Anna! Oh, I'm so sorry. Am I interrupting?
Who are you?
Not at all. What's up?
Oh, well, Helga just made some of her famous strudels, and as you know, they are to die for. Better get them while you still can.
Will do. Yes, thanks for the update.
I know.
What?
You have no idea who that was, do you?
Elsa, come on. Don't be ridiculous. That's Bjorn.
What's his last name?
His last name? Harkar... Grond.
Bjorn Harkar Grond.
Okay, fine. I have no idea what his last name is. But I do know he's an excellent ice skating teacher and that he brought his 5 cats with him from St. Curtius and that they're all adorable. And yes, those strudels are to die for.
Anna, I know you know what you're doing, but a few boundaries wouldn't hurt.
Actually, in the past, boundaries were our problem. I like being open to our neighbors and helping where I can. I'm doing what you asked me to do. Being a diplomat. Being a queen.
You're right.
I mean, you trusted me to step up as queen, and I trust you to be an emissary of magic. Wait a minute, what did you say before?
I said you're right. I guess I'm just used to being alone in this. But that's why you're the queen. You're smart and capable, and you know what you're doing.
I'm not interrupting, am I?
Not at all. Disa? It's so nice to see you again.
You too. It's been a long time.
Elsa and I were just catching up.
Are we telling secrets in the hallway? Oh, I love secrets. That's how I found out Sven is pen pals with a fox.
He is? Wait, how would that work?
Not the way you think. Oh, and I'm also not supposed to know about the time Kristoff tried freezing a barrel of lingonberry juice until it all went wrong in the most embarrassing way possible.
I want to know about that.
I just came out here to say that dinner seems to be ready. Why don't we go eat?
Great idea, Disa! Let's go to dinner! I'll walk you down there! Let's hold hands!
Yes. That would be nice.
You know, I don't actually need to eat, but I love going to dinner. Which isn't a secret, by the way. So I don't know why I'm whispering.
Fascinating.
Come on, Elsa. Admit you miss this.
You know, I actually do.
Excuse me. I'd like to make a toast. To our generous hosts, to Queen Anna, and to the people of Arendelle.
Here.
Raise up your cup as we sup.
Ah! Oh, right, of course. Fine Mistletonian copper, that bell. I would also like to make a toast.
Sometimes the eye of the storm is the only safe harbor.
No, Astrid, that is not my toast. Don't you know it's bad luck to toast on a magpie say-so? Do you all want to be doomed? Anyway, to the fine people of Arendelle and St. Curtius, thank you for your hospitality. On behalf of my uncle, the Duke of Wesselton, please, let me apologize again for that whole prosecuting you as a sorceress in your own kingdom business. He feels very silly about that, so here's to peace and prosperity for all our peoples. And here's to any copper trading and mining contracts that might arise from this as well. Even though I understand that my uncle has brought shame upon my country, and many think we are not to be trusted.
Hear, hear.
Hear,
hear, hear.
Wait a minute. Were you at this dinner?
I was.
Wow. Generals get to mix with all those dignitaries and royalty, sir?
You'll get there, soldier. Now, should I get back to the story?
Yes, sir.
We're going to take a break here to play an ad from our sponsors. Then we will be right back with the Frozen Podcast. It's Ginger Z, and the holidays are in full swing. If you're stressed about your gift list, don't be. Get all the inspiration you need using Macy's Gift Finder. They've got a bunch of different ways to search for gifts, like shop by price. You can shop gifts by budget, whether it's $25, $50, or luxe. Shop by gift lists. Plus, Macy's has curated unique lists for all personalities in your life. Is your loved one a spa day enthusiast? An advent calendar fan? A big sports fan? Macy's has you covered. You can even find curated gift lists from your favorite influencers. Shop by category. Find the top beauty, fragrances, jewelry, handbags, accessories, and so much more. So check out Macy's.com/gift finder to find that perfect present. That's it for ads. Now back to Disney Frozen, Forces of Nature.
So, you saw the ice in the blocks while it's still in the lake. Float each block over to the shore, then push them down to bounce them onto the slide and down the mountain.
Outstanding, Kristoff. If only copper mining was so easy. It does seem like you've had to hone your engineering skills over time, no?
Absolutely. He was carving ice spheres right out of the fjord years before he met me.
Of course, when it comes to engineering, the things Queen Disa can do are truly astounding. For our mining concern, she made these giant drill bits with mechanical gears.
Wolfgang, please. No one wants to hear about that here.
Doom awaits us all!
Wow, that's a fun animal companion you have there, Wolfgang.
So, Elsa, I heard they have earth giants up in the Enchanted Forest?
Yes, the forest is a place that's very connected to the forces of nature.
Well, if it turns out the mountains up there are connected to the forces of copper, do be sure to write me. Maybe we'll do business, eh? Right, Mr. Snowman?
I don't get it.
But where do they live, exactly? These earth giants, do they live? How big are they?
Lord Wolfgang, would you enjoy playing a game? We've recently started playing a new one called Questions.
Ah, yes. I have heard of this game, but never participated myself.
Well, now you have to.
Cry havoc and let slip the reindeer of war.
Good idea. And Sven can help us demonstrate how the game's played.
General Matthias, would you be the scorekeeper for this round?
Of course.
Hey, Sven, over here. We're going to play questions.
I never miss a game if I can help it.
Would you like to show him how it's done, Sven?
Would I?
Show off.
That's a statement. Foul.
Basically, you can only speak in questions. And if you answer in a statement, or if your question doesn't make sense, then you lose a point.
I see. And Kristoff is talking for the reindeer because...
We will probably never know.
1-0.
Why do you have to be so rude about it?
Rude about what?
Why are you pretending you can't understand me?
Why are you pretending you can understand me?
Why do birds sing?
Foul. Non sequitur. The reindeer wins.
Beaten by my own reindeer. Embarrassing.
Disa, shall we?
Do you even have to ask?
Should I ask why you wanted to see our material on magic?
Why did you leave Arendelle?
Wasn't that a foul for an unrelated question?
Shh! The game is just getting good.
Why are you so interested in Arendelle?
Is it starting to rain, or is it just me?
Quiet.
Why aren't you still Queen of Arendelle?
What are you getting at?
Are we still playing a game?
This game can get intense, huh?
It's getting really wild outside.
Queen Anna, I must go and check on my troops.
Of course. Elsa, have you spoken to Gale today?
No, I haven't.
Well... Sure looks like Gale has something to say.
Be
Macy's is committed to creating brighter futures for all. That's why they're supporting Big Brothers Big Sisters of America now through December 24th. Your online and in-store donation will help match kids in your community with a positive mentor, empowering children across the country to reach their full potential. Give back and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.